We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. Anais Nin. 1. Hindsight is crystal. The East Village. Precious had put up a good front at Hope's house Saturday night with the girls. But when she'd gotten home, the enormity of what happened on Friday with Darius took over, and she slid between the sheets and cried herself to sleep. Somehow, Precious makes it to Sunday morning, but she slept fitfully, alternating between thrashing around in her sleep, then waking up to cry. Her mind keeps replaying the look on Darius's face when she'd busted him on the high line with that woman, Nina. Her words keep running in a loop through her head.
He's been fucking me on the regular for 2 years, the whole time he's been seeing you.
Precious can't believe he's done it to her again. 2 years of her life. 2 years wasted on a man who clearly felt nothing for her. She feels like a fool. She's hungry, but has no appetite for food. She goes into the kitchen and fills a glass with water. Her throat is achy and parched from crying. She opens the fridge and stares inside. She isn't even thinking about anything that she has to prepare. She grabs a bottle of water and takes it back to her bed. Her phone rings. The caller ID says, "Asshole." It's Darius. It takes all she has not to pick up. She wishes he'd just leave her alone. Actually, she wishes he'd left her alone the first time she'd walked in on him and that white girl in bed. But she took him back. Now this. She knows she's as much at fault for thinking it could just be about sex, that she could sleep with him without caring, without having expectations. But she now knows that she was just fooling herself. She loves him, but this is the last straw. Precious sits on the bed, picks Demon up from her pillow and plops him on her lap. She strokes him, and his purrs are soothing, but only for a moment.
He's been fucking me on the regular for 2 years, the whole time he's been seeing you.
Nina's words taunt her. She puts Demon back on the bed, gets up, and paces around her apartment. She opens her laptop, then closes it. She wanders over to the window and looks out at the street below, squinting in the bright light. Then she closes the curtain, shrouding the room again in darkness. Crying all night has given her a raging headache. She goes into the bathroom, opens the medicine cabinet, and looks inside it. She takes 2 aspirin and pops them in her mouth. Turning on the faucet, she cups her hand and drinks a mouthful of water. When she stands up, she is face to face with her reflection in the mirror of the medicine cabinet. Her eyes are puffy, accented by dark circles. Her skin has the greasy sheen of someone who didn't wash her face before dropping into bed and sobbing until 4 o'clock in the morning. Her hair, which is standing up around her head, is a tangled mess. She doesn't even care. Precious marshals the energy to brush her teeth, and then she splashes water on her face. She makes her way back to the bedroom, slips on her favorite sweatpants and whatever t-shirt is lying closest to her on the floor. She feels about as good as she looks. She walks back into the kitchen, wishing that she had some alcohol in her apartment. She then remembers it's barely noon. She wishes again she had a drink, but she's in no condition to go out on her own, and she's certainly not going to call Bella to bring her alcohol. Zenobia is in Brooklyn, and Hope is on the Upper West Side. She's on her own. Returning to her bed, she turns on the TV but turns off the sound. She channel surfs, then abruptly throws the remote on the bed. She is exhausted but full of nervous energy. She can't sit still. She runs her hand through her hair but can't get her fingers through the tangled mess. Her cell rings. It's Darius again. She yanks her hand out of her hair, picks it up and glares at it until it stops ringing. She's so angry she wants to kill him, and then she wants to kill Nina. Then she goes back to wanting to kill Darius.